Okay, the question was asked, what Torah thoughts are we allowed to have in the bathroom? So the general approach is that in the bathroom, you're not supposed to think words of Torah, even though it suddenly becomes very tempting. You're not supposed to think about halachot, obviously what you need to know in a bathroom, so that's relevant in a bathroom. But basically, you should occupy your mind with other important things in life, such as going over your finances. Whenever I get bank statements, I put them in the bathroom when I have time. That's where I go over them. Whenever I get junk mail that I don't want to throw out without going over, I have a little thing in the bathroom. Okay, so I go over it there. I read through, you know, all kinds of wonderful things that you have to read through, but you don't want to waste your time reading through. So, okay, you do it there. You can get an education in the bathroom. The problem is that you end up, you could end up spending more time than you should in there. That's the flip side. So that's why it's good to take like boring stuff, whatever. But or you can get into the habit of not wasting time and still reading up on important stuff in the bathroom. You could expand your horizons. I mean, right now I'm reading the Lamaze method in the bathroom. The Lamaze method of childbirth. Professor Lamaze, French professor, who promoted a certain method of childbirth, overcoming pain during childbirth. Fine. I read about a page each time. Fine. You don't. Saying if you can not waste time by staying longer, so it's always good to expand your horizons. I studied economics, alternative medicine, photography, a lot of things. Every 2 years I switch topics that I study, and you expand your horizons. You learn a lot of things. But that's if you don't end up wasting time there. What's the issue? That when a person's mind is bored, so usually our mind tend to wander one place. Our minds wander to the lowest common denominator, to all kinds of wonderful improper thoughts. So it's either to Torah or to somewhere else where it shouldn't be. So if one is seeing that he's having improper thoughts, he's fantasizing about immodest things he shouldn't be thinking about, so then we say, better think Torah than that, even though you're not supposed to think Torah in the bathroom. If one thinks the halachos of the bathroom, whatever. But that's why, that's like a cop-out. The proper thing is that when one is in the bathroom, keep your mind occupied with things that are not Torah nor improper. You know, get an education. You want to take an easy book like the History of Philosophy, and you'll get an overview. I remember when I was first year in yeshiva, I was reading books on survival. How to survive... survival books. I learned all kinds of methods, to create a sundial, to create weapons in the wilderness, to create maps in the wilderness. How do you get your bearings and travel in the wilderness? How do you deal with a venomous snake bite in the wilderness? I read a book on survival. Okay, so that was, I'm saying every year or two I change the subject and I get reading material on that subject. You broaden your horizons. Why waste the time? It's true, there is a certain leniency brought where one's mind is going to go to all kinds of improper places. There we look for an out. But that's not, you know, there's no reason a person should be there. A person should be able to think that. And that's, the basic halacha is that, no, it is wrong to think Torah in the bathroom. If a person sees that his mind is going to be, so then he could think how great Hashem is and how wonderful Hashem gave us a beautiful way of life. But all that is cop-outs. I mean, all that is because he's running into trouble. But he shouldn't run into trouble.
What's this funniness? It's like every other part of it. It's always the opposite. All of a sudden,
yeah. Something. Yeah, it's like when your parents told you not to talk to your sibling. Don't talk to him. Suddenly you had everything in the world to say to them, right? Yeah.